Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspants Radio, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear and drowning and death and getting stabbed and maybe cancer and aneurysms. There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table describing what their halfling rogue is doing, but that is exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 10 of D&D's for Nerds. I'm Joel Zammit, and I'll be playing the part of Leo Shadow. Over there, we've got the gorgeous and beautiful Jackson B. Bailey playing the part of Criff Pom Pom Criff.
Yeah!
And the even more gorgeous and even more beautiful Ali Kathleen playing the part of Ainsley Foggy Feather. And of course, our illustrious DM, who isn't nearly as handsome as the three of us combined, Adam Calvin Coolridge.
Guys.
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D's for Nerds.
And standing on the symbol is a undead, a woman. What? Kneeling in front of her, not done yet, kneeling in front of her is a robed figure.
Ain't nothing quite like cold clocking a wizard in his pudgy wizard face.
He hurls two bolts of magical energy.
You're a tough cat. You've got more health than I do, mate.
Go up the cat, Jackson.
Pinch his bob! Hug him! Hug him!
Yeah,
hug him!
I'm gonna do it.
Cave her head in almost completely.
Sick.
It falls over.
Oh, yeah!
Stab it! Kill the wizard!
You stab him in the eye and he just, like, slumps up against the wall, slides down.
Is the power of a wizard in their head, is what I'm asking.
I think you're thinking of Gorgons. Anyway, with your foot up.
Yeah, with your foot
okay.
up.
Okay. Early in the morning, you get out and the town looks mostly deserted. You can't hear zombies anymore. Leo, you can spot a couple corpses just lying in the snow around the place. It looks like marionettes with their strings cut.
I walk over to them and stab them in the head.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
Make sure.
Job well done.
Yeah.
Have we not learned that stabbing does nothing to Zambos?
Look, stab a zombie in the head, they die.
No.
I'm not sure how many times I've said
this.
As Adam said, they are exactly like George Romero zombies.
To a T.
Don't let them lick you.
Okay. All right, which your fun.
Don't let them lick you. What's Smack. That from? That's not George Romero.
I think you're thinking of Komodo dragons, Ali.
Do you get them confused with zombies again?
Oh,
zombies, Komodo dragons, you know, tomato.
Did we leave? We left a guy, didn't we? There's a guy.
Dustin.
Waiting.
Yeah, he's waiting for you with the horses.
Yeah, smack the zombies in the head with the bat.
Okay.
Good.
You
Good.
Cave a lot of heads in.
That's just for me, really.
That's just for you. So you can just sleep at night.
Huh.
I'm just Good. Excited about Good. The moose heads Good. I'm going
to
be getting.
Yes. Go back to Dustin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's waiting where you left him. He looks tired, I should say. He looks very tired.
I thought you were going to go home, Dustin. You just had to wait.
No, I... No, I didn't, he says.
Oh. I heft the robe in. We got him.
We killed...
Assuming this was him.
we're like 80% sure that was him.
I think that was his robe.
Well, he's dead now.
Ah, whatever. There's no one else in the crypt, so like... Okay. I'm calling this a win.
Well, are all the zombies dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see down in the cemetery. No one's.
I can't see from this far away.
Maybe you put your glasses on.
We saw some slumped over. So
like. Yeah, like they're not. I haven't cleaned them up, but they're definitely dead.
You went through the entire town.
Yes.
I go.
Dustin comes down with you.
All right. Let's check
actually,
the
wait.
Town.
Wait. He's gonna stay here because the horses aren't great to go down. But
fine, Dustin.
I would appreciate it. And that's kind of what we hired you to do.
I thought you got us to get rid of the necrobancer.
You're busting our balls, Dustin.
But
you've got our balls in a vice.
Fine. Walk down to the town, Dustin. I guess that's what we're doing.
Dustin nods. You get the distinct impression he doesn't give a shit about your feelings. His home has been invaded by zombies.
As we go by, I'm like gossiping
uncaring
about...
uncaring to your inconvenience.
As we're walking, I gossip about him, but like in a low whisper, but loudly so he can hear.
So
like,
a loud, low whisper.
Yeah, just so he
oh
can hear.
God, Dustin, oh my God, Dustin, what a piece of shit. Oh my,
fucking, we killed it. We know
Glancing
it's gone.
Glancing back at him like...
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to hurt his feelings.
I'd be very careful. Do any of you guys know the way back?
No. But we still want to hurt his feelings.
Okay. And do any of you guys know how to just be a horse? Because he has them all.
Where's Cartmichael? He's back at the town.
You left him
the town.
At the...
Guys, actually, maybe we should make fun of him because he's the one who's going to give us the moose head. So...
Nah. We've made our choice.
You've made your choice.
You get back to the town.
You were bitching just as loudly as I was.
And now I'm regretting it.
As systematic a search as you guys are interested in performing reveals no zombies.
Is there anything other?
Well, no, you know, shuffling around zombies.
Any zombies slash any interesting things that we can pilfer?
People seem to have taken whatever they could as quickly as they could. But any houses that haven't been properly looted, these people are farmers. I mean, if you really want a rake, you can take as many rakes as you can.
Do you want a rake?
We did kill some zombies with the loot before.
Well, I just want to point out, gang, Ainsley, Leo, because we had a loot, broke it on some zombies. Spent a lot of money on that loot. I'm a bit pissed off. Whatever. Water under the bridge. We had a bell. Again, I was excited for it. It's broken. Use it on a zombie.
Zombies lock is also broken. Everything. Hey, was the bell broken or would we just... Yeah, it's not broken. It's probably still in the graveyard.
Yeah, we used it as a distraction.
So you can probably grab that bell.
We go find our bell.
We're going to go get the bell.
Where you left it.
We spent good money on that bell. But water under the bridge. The lock.
Yeah, that's
I was pretty excited about that.
As you go through the houses, I'd say you find 12 silver pieces and 20 copper pieces. So if someone wants to mark that down in party loot.
Our treasurer is on that.
I take a rake.
12 silver, 20 copper.
Adam, I'll take a rake.
Okay, add rake to your inventory.
Any rations? Any food?
No rations.
Mm. Any potatoes?
Like the... it's like the cold time right now, so it's mostly stored food. Mm. And the like the granary looks like it went up in fire a while ago.
Mm.
This is a sad town,
this
guys.
Is a sad town.
We chuff back to Dustin.
Yeah. Okay. Clear?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all good.
Mm.
You're right, Dustin. Don't even
stress.
Don't even worry.
By the way,
we'll go back to town and I'll get you your reward.
Did you know that the mayor's wife
ran off
with a bard?
Right.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Crazy.
Have you heard about the parenting skills of this town?
Now. Sorry?
The parenting skills of this young... What were the names?
Whippersnapper, one and two.
It was Dustin's children.
Oh, no.
Oh. The priest did not like you, Dustin.
The priest was a dick.
Isn't he dead?
I assume, but I opened the page where it says the children of Dustin's are a bit of shit. So I'm like, look, priest, man, didn't like you at all.
My daughter is dead.
Mm. Well,
this is going to be an awkward cart ride back. I'm just going to bury my head in the spell book. And like, I'm not reading it. I'm just like going over the same paragraph again. You're like,
I really want to say, well, at least she's not going to turn out evil now, but...
You're probably going to get really pissed.
Like a zombie?
Yeah.
Was that a pop? Did you have to put her down?
She was a zombie.
Mm. Is that what you're saying?
What? What happened?
Huh? What?
He gets on the horse and he just starts trotting off. He doesn't care if you guys are coming with or not.
Sorry, Dustin. Sorry for your losses. Was it just your daughter?
He's not talking.
Leo, do you want to shut the fuck up?
Was it your wife as well?
Leo, holy shit, I want the moose heads.
Was it your wife, your daughter, and your son?
Leo, I'll push you out of this cart.
You're not in a cart, you're on horses.
Leo, I won't push you off your horse.
Sorry, Dustin. If you'd like, you can have the diary. Sorry, guys.
He's not having none of that.
By the way, you can Dustin a bit too much.
Maybe. Just a little bit.
You think coming back here to see the town like this might have also, you know, triggered some shit? So
he stayed with the horses.
Ainsley, go give him a hug.
His bum.
Yes.
His bum is firmly in his saddle.
Give him a hug. Give him a hug across your horse.
Yes. Hug. I'm going to ride up next to him and be like, hey, buddy, you wanna hug it out? You want to hug it out, Dustin?
Oh, my God.
Do you? Hey, Dustin, you want to have a bit of a hug? Get some feelings out?
He does not want to hug it out.
Well, maybe you should give it a go, Dustin. I'm really, like, persuasive.
Are you, Justin?
In my brain.
I think that remains to be seen. Let's have a look here. Hang on. Just trying to find diplomacy. Yeah, that's a hot zero modifier.
Yep.
Mine's at -1.
Clearly.
Yeah, he is not interested in a hug. He's just remaining silent.
So you're on your horse, arm stretched. Like, aye.
Some of this.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. You want to, let's move towards acceptance? Yeah? No? All right. Different strategy. I'm going to pinch him on the bum.
You can't really get to his bum.
Well, I'm going to pinch whatever's near his bum.
Just give him a little thigh pinch.
A little sly wink.
You just pinch, close as you can.
Aye. Yes.
He leaps off his horse and onto you.
Oh, see, guys, it's working.
I don't think it's a lot.
He's trying to punch you. You guys are struggling on your horse now.
Okay.
Unless you just don't want to struggle because you think he's trying to kiss you, not trying to punch you.
Yeah, revert back to strategy A. Go for the hug. Go back for the hug. He's now ready for it.
Hug he allows you to hug him.
Hug it out.
What
hug
weapons
out.
Do you have on you?
What?
What weapons do you have on you?
I mean, some.
He's trying to draw one of your weapons.
Say it's not your fault.
Tell him no.
Say it's not your fault.
Tell him no. What?
Dustin, no. We're going to hug it out.
He's trying to draw your longsword.
Well.
You fall off the horse, both of you. You're rolling around in the snow.
Oh, God.
Are you still trying to hug him?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
He draws your longsword.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to get off my horse because Ainsley's going to fucking die.
He pushes away from you. He's rolling in the snow and he's got your longsword.
You're going to lose your longsword.
Leo, are you doing anything as well?
I'm just sitting on my horse, mouth agape. I apologize again.
We're going to go to initiative now.
How? I mean, like...
Dustin, what? The moose hat! You sons of bitches.
Dustin, I'm just trying to help you.
Oh, my God.
You pieces of shit. How far away is town? Can we, work out how to get there ourselves?
No! It's the bad part of winter, Allie.
Dustin gets to his feet and he swings downwards at you. You're still on the ground with your sword.
Roll out the way and then be like, I'll buy you a beer when we get back.
He swings and just kicks up snow next to you.
Hot cocoa, maybe.
He doesn't look like he's very well trained with a sword.
Dustin, think what your wife and kids will think of you.
What have I done? I've accidentally marked you down twice, Leo.
Good, I like
Leo
this.
Leo gets two moves. Yes.
No, it's...
I call out to him, just Dustin, stop. Think what your dead wife and kids would do.
That'll help.
What your dead wife and kids would think.
Oh my God, you're trying to antagonize him. Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying, but worded very poorly.
You're next. You're next, motherfucker. Is that all you do?
No, God. Dustin, I'm just they wouldn't want you to resort to violence.
Ainsley.
Again, the hugging's not working.
Tactic B.
You're on the ground still.
How far away is his bum?
He's standing over you. Do you want to try and pinch his bum?
Go through.
Tackle, kick the sword out of him.
Kick it out of him?
Don't kick it out of his hand.
Just out of
him. Out of him.
I feel like stabbing him's a bad idea. I'm going
to Do you have anything to stab him with?
Like some daggers or whatever.
Just knock the sword. Just run!
Knocking the sword? Yeah, knock the sword.
You want to try and disarm him?
Yep. Oh. And then hug him.
We're an evil party, but... We like to give people closure.
Hey, we feel bad. Well, you guys should.
I feel bad.
I've done nothing but be lovely to Dustin.
No, you were bitching about it as well.
I don't care. Mooseheads, Dustin. You are my link to mooseheads.
You were promised mooseheads. And now you guys are bending me over a barrel and fucking me on the moosehead front.
Out of character. If we kill Dustin, what happens?
We go to jail!
Ladies and gentlemen, disarming rules. Get fucking set.
Oh, all right.
Oh, joy.
Okay.
Joy to the world.
Yeah, Ainsley, he swings with the longsword and catches you full in the face with it.
Oh, why is it always my face?
leaning up to him. You only take 2 points of damage, though.
Oh, God.
It's like a very glancing blow. He's not a good swordsman.
Good.
Oh, God.
Is it your turn next?
It's me next, and I...
Cover me in goo. I have a plan.
No? Yes. I refuse.
Wait, cover Ainsley in goo. Oh,
no one shall be covered in goo
no,
today.
Cover me in goo and then revert back to strategy.
I have no magical energy left.
Oh, wait, you don't. Damn.
Dancing lights?
I could make lights. If you wanted lights, I'm your fucking guy. Alas.
I'm going to have to kill, I'm going to have to stab a farmer in the back.
No, we're not. Well, right. I kind of just do. Let
it's
me...
hard to do, but you can do attacks that deal non-lethal damage, either with your fists or with your weapon. If you do it with your fists, he gets an automatic attack against you, but he only gets one of those around. So if all three of you do it, he can only attack one of you.
It's all right.
Or you could do it with a weapon, and you are less likely to hit because you're using like the flat part of the weapon. Mm. And you can deal non-lethal damage and knock him unconscious like that, but... An unconscious Dustin is basically the same as a dead Dustin for you guys.
Right. New strategy, guys. Strategy three.
That puts it at...
Could be, like, calm him down. Treat him like he's someone with anxiety. Right, so...
Put a blanket on his head.
Treat him like he's someone with anxiety and a weapon.
Just be like, look, all right, Dustin.
Yeah, Kariff, it's your turn.
Calm down. We'll give him some breathing strategies.
I tackle him. And try and cuff him with the shackles we have.
Yes. Nice. Much better idea.
Right? These fucking goo playing over here.
You sprint, but he just catches you. Like,
oh, no.
He doesn't really, like, to say catch you, I mean, like, he catches your tackle and just, like, forces it back.
Mm. Fuck. Mm.
You fail to tackle.
That's all right.
Kick him in the shin.
I yell shackles as I run for
it. Got
shackle!
Ainsley, he's still swinging down trying to hit you.
Don't understand.
But he's such a poor swordsman. Like, you're just rolling on the ground and he's just
still
kicking up snow.
Stabbing him in the throat is going to be like...
This is a really sad fight.
Leo.
Like, this is a sad fight we're having.
I want to also try and tackle him.
Yeah, if we get him to the ground and disarm him, then we can calm him down.
He smacks you in the side of the face with the sword.
It does not kill you.
We're trying to help you.
You take
Dustin.
2 points of damage as well.
I'll fucking stab you, Dustin. I'll fucking stab you.
He's like I said, he doesn't know where to hit with this sword. He's just swinging it really chaotically.
Oh, God.
Okay, maybe take a step back, guys.
Ainsley?
I'm gonna kind of shuffle back and be like, all right.
You mean crawl backwards? You're still on the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, do that. Crawl backwards a little bit with my hands up in the air. I don't know how that works. But really pass and be like, all right, Dustin, all right, we could do this. All right, everyone stay calm. We'll stop. What's he do?
Apologize.
I'm sorry, Dustin.
You gotta wait for his turn to see what he does.
Oh, what instant response.
Sorry, soz. Toots soz.
That's why I only need 2 minute noodles. None of this 4 minute shit.
I know a guy who can do it in 1 minute, 59 seconds.
I need to know this man.
It's a stupid joke.
No, okay.
It's your turn.
I thought it was a real thing. Go on.
But then it's not even.
I thought it was a real thing.
It's not that impressive.
It really isn't that impressive.
1 second. That'll.
Well,
what were you even. I tackle him and shackle him again. Tackle and
can't
shackle.
I can't remember if he's had his attack popped. No, he hasn't. Yeah, so he gets one on. No,
tackle and shackle. Tackle and shackle.
Ah, he hits you.
Oh, God.
You, like, try to tackle and he sets his sword against your tackle. So you ram yourself onto his sword. You take 6 points of damage.
Kill him!
You are nearly dead.
I'm on one?
One, yeah, a hot one.
I spend way too much time on one, guys.
Spend a lot of time on one hit point.
Hey, but I don't die, so...
Good start.
What does that tell you about my play style? Adam, look me in the eye. Adam, tell me I'm doing good.
God damn it. Okay, so now it's his turn again.
Oh, no.
Maybe my calming words will make him stop trying.
No,
to
he takes a step forward and swings at you again.
Oh, my goodness. What? How am I meant to fix this? Gosh. He's just not working with us.
If he kills us,
we're dying by Dustin's hand.
We die. Are we getting killed by a simple Oh, boy. And it's crit.
Crit success?
No, he's like, when he draws the sword back out of you, and he's swinging it around, but he looks tired now. He looks like this is a lot of effort for him, and he's been awake for far too long.
Oh good. This could work, guys.
Aha, we had a sneaky nap. Yes.
The sneaky nap strikes again.
It wasn't sneaky. I wouldn't call 8 hours a sneaky nap.
That's just a solid sleep.
You were... Oh, my God. And he was out in the cold while you guys were doing that.
We told him to go home.
Hey, that's on Dustin.
That's on Dustin.
Yeah.
That is on
Dustin.
And I put it at Leo's turn now.
Cough him.
Non-lethal. Punch him in the head. He's done.
Like, is a sling non-lethal with a sling? Is
that I would argue you could not do non-lethal with a sling.
Fair enough. What do we have?
Just punch him.
I'm just going to just
punch him in the neck.
Stand back and not tackle, but just...
You're making like a...
Just like a
boning gesture. What's that?
Just going to like hump the air.
That one. The one you were doing before.
Shuffling back. Yeah. Shuffling back.
You take a couple steps back?
And be like, whoa, Dustin.
Whoa, buddy.
Whoa. Just, hey, let's just take a time out. We've all said some things we regret. We've all done some actions we regret. Let's just have a bit of a chill. We did kill the zombos. Let's go to town. Have a bit of a sleep.
Once again, you'll have to wait for his turn to see how he reacts. Ainsley?
I feel we should all do that.
You're backing off?
Yeah, I'm backing off.
Well, you can't do it very fast because you're still crawling.
And I got... stabbed in the
You can spend your entire round getting up, and if you do that, you're standing, and that's... Oh, actually, no, wait, he's ready to take... Yeah, you can get up if you want.
Nah.
Okay, then.
Just the same thing. Just like, hey, Dustin, hey, buddy.
He can basically just take a step forward and keep up with you crawling on the ground.
You'll be right. You'll be right, Ainsley.
Ground's fine. Yeah, fine.
Okay. So, that is now Criff's turn.
Come on, man.
Don't antagonize him.
You want those moose heads? You gotta stay calm for moose heads.
I do. I'm like, hey, Dustin, mate, these motherfuckers got no tact. You've had a rough time of it. I get it. We've all been there. Not this exact situation, but there's a lot of tragedy in the world.
This is a lot for 6 seconds.
Don't bring up his dead wife and kids. It's a bad idea. So just let's chill out. Let's just get back to town. We never have to see each other again. He's just going to kill us all.
He like slows down with his swing. He's like just swinging forwards, but his swings like slow down. And eventually he just like, he's leaning on the sword, using it to support him. He's just panting really heavily. And then finally he just lets go of the sword, throws it at you, Ainsley, and he remounts his horse.
Okay.
All right, good.
Okay, yeah. We all...
So, hey.
Let's just shut the fuck up. We'll take a couple steps back in our horses and just rest the journey silence.
We'll just keep to ourselves.
How about we sing?
No. No, how about... If you want to sing, just sing in your head.
I'm just saying.
Look, you sound like a parent on a road trip, which in a lot of ways you kind of are.
I don't like that I've become responsible. That's not great.
Look, my suggestion... Ainsley, the time.
I'd be happy with it, but someone broke my lute.
Yeah, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Now for the drum solo. It's not a drum.
On the back of a horse.
Yeah. Okay,
just
you get back to
drum its rump.
You get back to the main town.
Thank God.
It's an awkward silence.
And as you're plodding in, it's like past dark. So it's freezing. You guys are all frigid, just shivering on your horses from not having them move. You hitch up at that tavern where you first met Dustin.
Yeah.
He hops off and goes in. Just like this entire thing, like you guys said, has been silent. He has not talked to you nor looked at any of you.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I don't think we're getting paid. I'm not going to lie. I think was Dustin the one that employed us?
No, it was the other guy, the guard.
Else. The guards. The guards said that they would pay you.
Yeah, okay. So I think
we'll chuff inside.
Yeah, Dustin. Okay.
Sitting around the fire is Dustin and two guards. One of them is younger and was the guy who you first saw talking to Dustin. The other one is an older gentleman. He looks very distraught. Dustin's like saying something in an undertone.
Oh, God. Hey, I think this might be about us.
We've killed the necromancer.
Flump.
What do you drop?
The robe.
The robe.
Oh, okay. Where do you drop it?
Are they around like floor? A little table?
They're around the fire. There's like a fireplace.
Oh.
Hold it up.
I'll just hold it up then.
Okay. The older guard like nods. Thank you. You can keep the robe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
pretty good.
Dustin was just telling us the entire town, there were no survivors.
No. I guess not. No. No, no.
And the priest as well.
That's why he was so angry. Yeah, no, no survivors. Sorry, all dead. All dead.
All zombies.
I guess it's just Dustin and what family he managed to get out with.
Did he get much family out?
There's a one other family as well got out. One or two others.
That's good.
Well, that's okay, bright side.
That's good for Dustin.
Yeah. He got a support network, and that's important.
Are you saying that? Oh my god. Dustin shoots you a fucking dirty look.
We apologize. I'm like, sorry, that's, but hey.
So is, I mean, this might be like not my place, but like a reward.
We did promise you a reward.
Was mentioned.
The guard, oh, hang on, wait.
We did kill that. Necromancer.
Even though it's kind of meaningless. Right,
so,
Ainsley is
life.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Ainsley
DM is mad.
Ainsley and Griff.
Yeah.
You both, from the way that this guard is talking, you don't get the impression that Dustin has told him what happened on the road back.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. That's great news.
He's like, he seems not cheerful, but he doesn't seem like angry at you guys or anything like that.
Oh, that's new.
I don't notice
I believe
this.
It was 275 gold. And yes. And I quote, he like glances at the other guard and the other guard shakes his head. As many moose heads as you can carry.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I explain to him about the journal in the priest's book about what was going on with a necromancer and some lady friend?
Oh,
and also his sigil, maybe.
We don't really.
Does that mean anything to
my
you?
My patrol route basically ends at the city limits.
Never mind.
So I don't really know much about this. Dustin might know more. Dustin shakes his head.
I wouldn't want to bother Dustin. he's had a long day.
Dustin is fine. Let's leave Dustin. Maybe we should go to, like, I don't know,
the prison
and be like, hey, you got an escape convict. Maybe they'll reward us for killing the necromancer.
You told the guy about that?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a knight a couple towns over who's from Carcere. He was looking for someone passed through not too long ago.
Again, I'm going to make assumptions here.
Yeah.
But maybe it was the same guy.
If you leave it with me, I'll get a message to him.
All right.
Sort this out.
Let's get some food.
So the moose heads, though.
No.
How many are in the tavern?
There's only one, but we can.
We'll take it.
Okay, fine.
How many can I carry conceivably, Adam? How many moose heads can Criff Pum Pum Criff conceivably hold?
Like, I'm going to say, like, maybe...
Five?
Moose heads are big.
I was going to say, like, two.
I was going to say, yeah, two, maybe three.
Done!
Just like, they're not that heavy.
Are they mounted
big.
Or are they like freshly killed moose?
Mounted.
Mounted.
All right.
I'll go with just like a guard to several taverns to collect the moose heads and
okay.
bring them back.
Put them in Cartmichael's cart.
That's the plan. I'll put them like on the left and the right side of the cart and then one on the front.
And they give you 275 gold pieces.
Sick. Got it.
Sick.
Good.
I'm going to write down.
Do you know how many bells we could buy with that? We can get another lock.
Done.
Yes.
Well, although that lock broke apart in a zombie's head. Like, how strong is this?
Yeah, that wasn't that
amazing. 275. So many bells you could get.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think after I get my moose heads, we decide we'll stay here the night and wait for that message to...
Oh, you're going to wait?
Yeah, why not? Oh, do you want to chuff?
We can have a bit of rest.
You're not sure, like, he said a couple towns over, so you're not sure how long that message is going
to
take.
We'll have a bit of a rest, then we can chuff off to that town.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're sending the message right away, though.
Oh. All right, then we'll just wait.
You could go with the message if you wanted to, that's fine.
How about, look, we'll just have a bit of a rest, or can we rest on the way to the... Can we snap on our cart, Michael? Do you have a wagon?
As long as, like, nothing strenuous happens over the next couple of days, you heal up normally.
Let's have a rest. Yeah. You can do your book. We'll go with the messenger. Hey, good times.
Yeah. Let's just have a little rest, a little relax before we, you know.
Hang on, wait. Let me just roll for number of dragons.
And we get...
79. 79
oh,
dragons.
And just reflect at how much we've ruined Dustin's life.
I feel so sorry for Dustin.
Maybe we could, like, make friends with the messenger.
No. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So on
you
the trip,
didn't even hear what you
I thought she was going to try and do something with Dustin again.
Just try to hug it out, guys.
It's like, hey, Dustin, now that we're in, like, you know, warmer territories, how are you coping with the grief?
No.
Actually, it looks like a blizzard might be sweeping in sometime soon.
Yeah, let's leave before that happens.
Let's go before we're stuck here with Dustin.
We'd like to go somewhere warm, please.
All right, so we'll just pack up Cart Michael and follow the messenger.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Have a sneaky read of that book?
Yeah, I'll have a little read of my book.
On the journey, you try to add a spell from this other guy's spell book to yours.
Okay.
The way it works is you pay 200 gold, which you guys lose from party funds.
Rats. You're learning less
spells. That's cool, guys.
And right. That gives you an opportunity to learn a spell.
Oh, gambling.
I am sorry in advance.
So you need 17. You will succeed on at least, what am I trying to, maths here, on at least an 8.
Oh, I got this.
So 8 and above is a success.
I don't have this. I'm so scared.
Okay.
18.
Yeah!
$200 investment.
You learn the spell invisibility.
I use it immediately.
On your cat. No, on myself.
Just held your cat.
I'm just going to remind you that you are in the presence of this messenger, and his people fear magic.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I did none of that. Or if I do use it, I turn it off immediately.
Can you make things invisible?
He can make himself and anything that he is carrying invisible.
So it's not like Fantastic Four invisibility where he's just like, oh no, I got clothes on, I got to get naked.
Because I could do that.
If I'm holding something and it goes invisible and then I hurl it away from me, does it become visible?
Yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
That could work.
Invisible moose heads.
You have those just
suddenly
in the car?
No, attached to the front and the left and right.
Like blinkers?
Yeah,
and
like
headlights.
Blinkers and headlights.
But
Adam, let me draw
headlights.
You a diagram.
Sorry, it's not that I like didn't understand. I just sort of like, as soon as you started talking, Jackson, I don't even know why, but I just stopped listening. You're just talking, and it was just like, whoa, going around me, but not really penetrating.
Do you see the moose?
Do you get it, though, Adam?
You want circles of moose head around your wagon?
Yes.
To frighten away predators.
Yes.
Or attract them.
Wow, yes. I guess it actually doesn't look that weird, though.
Looks a bit weird.
It's kind of like, you know, how people will mount, you know, like bullhorns.
It's better than the undead zombie idea, so.
Yeah.
We made it pretty.
Call it a win.
I guess you could call it a win, but yeah, I guess you could. So tune in next time for D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.